Carly from Daytime After Dark. Today's guest, we are interviewing Elisa L. Willis from Zeno Hospital. She was on Days. She's been on 7-Heaven. Heck, she's been in every program I can think of. Okay, maybe not everyone program, but, you know, okay, people. And if you want to call in and talk to her, it's 30 minutes so today, and the phone number is 1347-850-8721. Let's bring Elisa on. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You know, you're one of my favorite people I interview. I could interview you every week because there's so much I want to know. And I was watching 7-Heaven the other day, which I haven't watched in a while. And there you were. You were on an episode of 7-Heaven. And
oh, how fun.
It was, you know, when you came back later in the season when you fell in love with Mary's boyfriend, and Mary probably didn't like you that much. That was the episode I was watching. And I'm like, awesome, go, Lisa, go. But, you know.
That was, Andrew Keegan, I think, was the boyfriend.
Yeah, and, you know, I loved when you were on there, and then you had Nancy Grant on there, too. So at some point I thought, okay, let's see how many more people can say, you know, how many more Zeno Hospital people can you have on the show? Because 7-Heaven was like a groundbreaking for all the soap people in a way.
It was. Yeah, there were a lot of soap people that came on 7-Heaven. I remember that. We all kind of had that in common. It was a good show to work on.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I didn't see enough of Another Word, but, I saw some clips, and you were great in that.
Well, thank you.
But,
yeah, I actually got to work with some of my co-stars from Another World recently on the Bay.
Okay.
Taylor Stanley and I worked together on Another World back when we were 19, 20, and we shared an apartment in the East Village, and we worked on Another World together, and now we've come full circle. We're working on the Bay together, and now we're both moms, and it's pretty crazy.
Everyone was so happy last year when you came back to for the Nurses Ball, but not really the Nurses Ball. But Spencer, you don't know how many people went crazy on Twitter and Facebook, and I still don't think Courtney's dead. Sorry, you didn't die.
I'm pretty sure she's dead.
Well, okay.
But I loved coming back and getting to visit with Courtney's son and getting to meet Nicholas. He was a sweetheart and so talented.
Uh-huh.
And that was super fun. It was like a reunion. I got to catch up with everyone that, you know, I kind of grew up with for a while. So it was really neat.
Because did you get one into your TV brother that day? Mo, was Mo there that day?
Unfortunately, no, we didn't get to work together that day. I didn't get to see him, but I did get to see a lot of other people. I saw Tyler, and I saw all the girls. It was pretty cool. But, yeah, no, I didn't see Maurice. It was kind of a bummer. We missed each other.
Well, yeah, because this one, you know, ever since Courtney died, he has been looking out for Spencer. He spoils him so much, and, you know, and so you don't have to worry about the mob infecting your kid's life. Because even if the mob does affect the kid's life, Sonny will just kill whoever gets in Spencer's way. So, yes, but, and then you were on Days of Our Life for a couple of days. And I thought you were coming back. I thought it was like one of those things where you were there one moment, if you blinked, you saw you. And then I'm like, okay, let's have her back. And you and Ari Zucker look so good together, working together. You know, you guys
she was a blast. Yeah, she, she was a sweetheart. I loved working with her. She was so nice. We had a lot in common. But yeah, that was a fun little recurring role. I had a good time hanging out with him. I got to catch up with Greg Vaughn and yeah, you never know. You never know in soap world when they're going to bring you back or not. It's always kind of up in the air. So.
Well, yeah, and so now you said that you've been on the Bay lately. So how did that come about?
Well, Gregory Martin, the creator of the Bay, he and I have known each other since I was on Another World, and our paths have crossed multiple times just in the business, and we've always been friends. And he called me up, and he just told me, "Hey, I really, I want you to be a part of this, and I've got this character I want you to play." And he told me all about Avery Garrett, and yeah, I was on board. We've been having a blast. They've been winning all kinds of awards, and
yeah, you guys
we
have.
Went to it's crazy. We went to the Indie Series Awards last week, and then and we had a couple winners from the show there, and then we got nominated for some more daytime Emmys, and yeah, it's like they've been doing really well. The show's doing great, and it's been a lot of fun to work on. I get to work with all kinds of people that I worked with in the past, which is really cool, and like Jackie Zeman, and like I said, Taylor Stanley, and so that's super fun.
Well,
yes,
yeah. Even though I want you back on daytime, like 5 days a week. If you had your dream role to go back on daytime, what soap opera would it be, and who would you want to work with?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
That's
good.
Good question. I don't actually. It's so funny because I'm not really familiar with the soaps. I'm not a big TV watcher, so I know the ones that I've worked on. I had a blast working on Days. I would always love to go back there. I have some friends over at Young and the Restless, so that would always be fun. I would love to get to go hang out with those guys for a while. But yeah, you never know. I could go back to one tomorrow. I could go back to one 20 years from now. That world is crazy.
And you could team up with your ex on Zeno Hospital. See, Butchin is over at Y&O, and I think that would be interesting to see if the chemistry for you two would go would translate from Zeno Hospital to Y&O, because if they always put some couple together, sometimes it doesn't work. But I want to have people like Lab Brass. I'm like, okay, let's try and see if it works. But it's crazy to be in daytime, and but in daytime, is it better? Because you have the schedule that you could be home before like 5 or 6. Is that true, or is it like you would be home at like midnight?
It just depends on what you're shooting. If you're working on something like the Nurse's Ball or a big shootout scene, or you tend to be there pretty late. But the schedules have changed too. They change with different producers and schedules, and but generally with soaps, your hours are pretty easy. I mean, compared to doing a film or primetime TV, like you're shooting like 16-hour days sometimes when you're working on film, and soaps are a lot more easygoing as far as the hours you work. I do miss that, because the last few projects I've worked on have been like the long hours, and that's hard when you have a toddler.
Well, yeah, and talking about your toddler, the cutest toddler ever.
Yeah,
she is
so cute.
And I think, okay, maybe you need to have one more, because I have a reason. Because number one, you make cute babies. And number two, she needs a playmate. If she's the only kid, she might not like being the only kid. And then if she, like, skips school or something, then you will know about. But if you have another kid, you won't ever know what those two are up to.
This is true. This is true. You never know. I've always kind of thought I would have two, but it just depends. You know, we have, like, such a great situation right now where you know, when, like, last week we just hopped in the car and went on a road trip up north, and we have these, like, little mommy-daughter adventures where I feel like it's easy now with one, where it could get a little more tricky with two, but I am open to it. You never know what will happen. I've always kind of thought I would have two, whether I have two of my own or whether maybe I adopt. Right now I'm kind of open to whatever happens, whatever that next chapter is, and we're kind of exploring that. So you never know.
Oh, I
know.
She's
in the background. She's playing with our dog in the background.
Oh, that's so cute. You know, an awesome one of my favorite movies, Anywhere But Here. I love that movie. That was such a good movie. I can watch it over and over again.
Which movie?
How was Anywhere But Here?
Oh, with Natalie Portman and Susan Sarandon.
I agreed in that.
I got to work with both of them, which was really cool, and they were really sweet and down to earth, and yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, we better take calls because I know you are under a time constraint, but you know, when you ever want to come back and promote anything, we will be happy to do for you because, you know, and I will do anything you want to get you back in daytime. So just remember that.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. And I'm always, like, I would love to go back to that world. I had such a blast the 4 years I was in it. And, yeah, you never know. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll see if something comes up.
Exactly. Okay, I better bring on the first call.
Okay.
Come on, Blog Talk. Be nice. Okay. Bobby, you on the air?
Hey, Alicia. I want to say before I get to you, I just want to say thank you for the Aura picture you sent me when you went on General Hospital.
Oh, you're. I can barely hear you.
When you went on General Hospital. You sent me all of that picture because I would write to you all the time about some ideas that you might have at the time. So I'd like to say thank you very much for the autographed picture.
Oh, you're very welcome. Of course.
And I just wanted to say you was on days for maybe about a couple of days, and you almost ended up doing longer with when Nalia got sick and you filled in for her, but Nalia came back to do her roles as Chloe instead of you being the Chloe recast at the time.
That's right. Yeah, no, I played her for a couple of days, and I got to dye my hair brown, which I always wanted to try, and I looked like a completely different person. It was like the transformation was crazy. I actually need to get that footage because I would love to see that because it was just so different. It's so different than what I normally look like.
Yeah, thank goodness you didn't go through the same process that Martha went through when she had to play Elizabeth for a couple of days when Becky left for because of her illness, because I cannot imagine the long process would have been to just dye it back. But while I'm on that subject, I would love to, since Marie Wilson did a couple of days on Days and now playing Summer, and now that she's been let go, I would love to see you back as a Summer recast because that would be perfect.
Well, that's all stuff that, you know, you guys have more power than you know. The more you write in and request, like, you know, characters coming back, they tend to listen every once in a while. So, you guys just plug away and you never know. We'll see.
Right, and I just sent the Facebook request for you to be my friend a couple months ago. So just try to look me up. But how is your daughter, first of all? Because she seems so cute when I look at the pictures on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, thank you. She's doing great. She's in her room right now eating lunch and watching cartoons.
How old is she?
She's 4 years old now.
Four?
She's four, and she is a little firecracker like her mommy. And she's great. Like, we're going to ballet in a little bit, and she's just a happy kid. I'm very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wanted to ask you a question. You built, you out in the world, took over a part for a great actress who your daughter probably has seen her movies, and you have seen her movies, and with the trouble that she's gotten into, you may have followed her through TMZ and all these other gossip shows, and that is Lindsay Lohan. Did you ever get a chance to meet Lindsay when she was still doing movies before she started going crazy?
Oh, I never did actually meet her. I never did, but I was always a fan of her work. And, I think it's good that she's kind of like taking time for herself and taking a break, because I can't imagine what that kind of exposure and stress can do to a person. I think it's good that she's kind of like taking a step back. And I think she's going to come back and be a force to be reckoned with. I think she's going to come back and do great work. So she's a great actress. So if people just kind of get off her case and let her do her work, and it sounds like she's cleaning up her act. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say it was a pleasure to talk to you, because I kind of regret not seeing you during the Super Soap events and during the Emmys when they were based in New York. And with the like I said earlier, thanks for the picture. And hopefully I will see you back on daytime one day, and hopefully we can just catch up. Because like I said, I sent a Facebook request. Maybe later tonight I can just thank you and later on Facebook.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Thanks for the call.
All right, and have a good day.
Bye.
And Carly.
Bobby.
And Carly, I just wanted to
Bobby,
say.
Get back to work.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to work because I got to play that a few times, but you have a good day, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
Okay, no problem. Bye, Bobby.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. We are kind of down a couple of people today because it was a 12:30 interview. But Megan, you on the air?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. And this is one of your gals that love you and Sunny together. And
that's so sweet. Thank you.
But that last movie you made really scared me when I was watching it.
Dangerous Company?
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
You scared
that
me,
too. That was definitely a mind twister. That was a fun movie to make.
Wow. I love it. I mean, it was, to me, a different type for you, and you excelled at it, and I was hoping for more. If they had, a series of them, like they're doing with over at Tea Kettle and the Hook. What is it called? The one with the...
The Bay?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Bay?
Said,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying everything you do. I want you home.
Oh, thank you so much. I had a lot of fun working on Dangerous Company. I've got a little monkey swinging on my legs right now. My daughter just came up to give me a hug.
Well, we know
hi,
all about that
hi.
Monkey.
Say hi. Say hi.
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 Yeah, we know all about it. I have 10 nieces and nephews, so I know what you're going through.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yes,
but I start a new season of The Bay. We start shooting next month. So we're going I'm going into my third season with them, but I think they're going into season six or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But I'm working with Kiko and Mary Beth Evans, and I mean, just a big cast, a lot of soap actors, so it's been pretty cool. I hope you guys get to catch it.
Yeah,
I love
any
new project?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Any new projects?
I'm working on one of my own right now. We're finishing up the editing, and we're looking to sell a show that I would be the lead of. And we're going to start shopping that around pretty soon. Mm. So keep your fingers crossed. It's a pretty cool role, a lot of action, and just an amazing script that my dear friend wrote, and so we're hoping to get that out there in the next year. So I'll give you guys the details first when it gets going.
Oh yeah, we would love it, and you know, whenever you need to come to promote anything, you're totally welcome. And thank you for doing this. And I know you have to get ready for a little ballet class, but sounds
we
fun.
We do. I gotta take my mini me to ballet class. But I had so much fun being on the show, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and let us know when you can come back again, and you know, we will do whatever you want to get you back in daytime.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I love you so much for your support. And and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Well, great. Thank you very, very much.
Bye. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Hi, son of Billy. Oh, I love him, the baby in the background.
I know. You know what that reminded me of? You know what that reminded me of?
Yeah.
Sophie. When Sophie was little, every time I got on the phone, she hated me first.
Oh, yes. They're so jealous when we're on the phone. It's crazy.
They don't want you like any other time. But the moment you get on the phone, they want you.
Exactly. She's got a little monkey, too.
but probably not as bad as all the little monkeys. Okay, so there's been people all ticked off. And I'm sorry, people, but you know what? You cannot take all day of our life off pop. You can't. This is the stupidest thing, you know, I've ever heard from. Really stupid. You know, and I can give the feedback section, I will be posting it on our Facebook page and also our Twitter to do it. And please do feedback. Do more than once. Keep doing it because we are not going to let this go.
It's like we get interruptions, which some are really vital, and they walk in on the stories. And this way, at POP, they have the whole show. You know, get it like, okay, we're already in progress. Okay, great. What did I miss? You're telling me we're already in progress? And then I really enjoy it on POP.
Exactly. So, we will be doing that for you guys. We will be doing the feedback and stuff on POP. So please go to our website and our Facebook, Carly Zabarko and Maggie Dalton, and then also on Twitter, you can find me at Daytime 6976, and to let us know what you guys think about this whole thing. And yes, we will be back for Friday, so we won't have any other show until Friday because Carly has to go to the dentist Thursday, and Carly doesn't want to go.
She's going to go.
Okay, no, I thought about this. What about months or meters?
No.
Okay. All right, but you guys, we are going to end it here. But just remember, Sunny is the king of daytime. And Carlos needs to stay the hell away from old Sonny.
He's dressed as a priest. Oh, my. watch the show.
Well, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I'm not happy about that either. You know, I said from number one. I said from number one. They should have really took in Carlos and Zillian out when they have that chance. You know, screw everything. Screw the fact that, you know, Danny, you know, blood type was whatever. Screw it. They couldn't find another blood type. You know, he was hiding around that little boy by saying, oh, you can't kill me, Tony, because you would not do that to your best friend's son. Well, by doing what they
have
done.
No, I mean a story.
What?
I would on the story, wouldn't you? Kill him?
Yeah. I mean, come on. There are so many other people, you know, in the family that could possibly, you know, do it. I mean, this is crappy. You know, and Zillian needs to go down, and Mrs. Carlo does, and Mrs. the little Paul does, too, in my opinion. Okay,
we just give our opinions, and those are opinions.
Yeah, and if you don't like them, Team Sunny on the way. And, okay, we will see you guys all back on Friday. And then, just have a good couple of days, and just go relax, everyone.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
good week, bye. Everybody.
Okay, bye. Thank you.